If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Avidian Studio.
Why am I here?
Because one thing I know about you is
when
it comes to any type of handyman repair work, you can do it.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
If my garbage disposal broke, you could replace it.
Probably take an hour, hour and a half tops.
Yep. Okay. My sink needed to be replaced.
Yep, can do it.
You can?
Yep.
Could you do hardwood flooring?
Yes, I've put in new hardwood flooring, and I've restored three or four different sets of hardwood floors. Yes. Okay.
And those floating shelves in your place are awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've never been invited over, Ted. Appreciate it.
I would have called BS on that 100%.
Yeah.
I know that too. Yeah, you've never been invited to Mike's either.
Never. Not even once. What else we got? Can you tile a backsplash on a shower?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Because that means you can tile the floor.
Yes.
What are you doing Sunday? That's where Miles is leading.
Any kind of electrical work, you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it all. I'm very cautious with electrical. As a young man, I redid my parents' kitchen. They had fluorescent lighting with like the office luminescent panels, translucent panels. And I thought that I had all of the breakers turned off, but their house was designed in what's something called load and line. So there's always one constant hot line. And I had pulled the power breaker for the kitchen, but there's always a constant hot. So when I went to change out the to wire in the new ceiling fan that I put in, I got shot off the ladder and fell into their refrigerator, and that was
that's
quite
awesome.
Something.
Yeah, that would should have been there.
Yeah. All right, what's number one rule of doing any electricity at the house?
Turn all the power off.
Okay. Buy a pen light.
Oh yeah,
I don't care. If I didn't you think have you've turned the breakers off.
Yeah, what? I did not have one as a kid, but I've got one now. I've got.
Did
all
you put
here.
A new window in?
Yes, I have, and I've done that. Yeah, my dad was a landlord for years, and he had free help, and we had a couple of guys that knew how to do that and taught us how to do it. So all the shims, all of the insulation, all of the foam, I can do it all.
Can you pour concrete?
Yes, I worked for a general contractor when I was in high school.
Christ, can you lay brick?
Yes, because he was primarily a bricklaying contractor. So concrete,
so then you can, of course, you can do concrete blocks in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Can you put, I've done quite a few things.
Can you do roofing?
I put a roof on my dad's mom's garage and on her flat 412 pitch roof at her house in Eureka when we still rented that out. So
could you rebuild the motor on your car?
I've done that three times. I've rebuilt three diesel
good
engines.
God, man.
A 6.2 diesel and two 6.5 diesels, all Detroit diesel Chevy engines, yes.
Okay, could you replace a transmission?
I can pull it out and replace it. I've never rebuilt a transmission.
Not rebuild, but you could replace it.
Oh, yeah, easy.
You could take. You go to the junkyard, get a transmission,
yeah.
Bring it home.
Yeah, you want to change your UV joints out on your drive shaft? Done, not a problem. You want to change out your CV joints on your four-wheel drive or on your front-wheel drive vehicle? If we got the right press, not a problem.
All right, can you do armpit farts?
No.
See? Boom! There's
curl,
his kryptonite.
Can you curl your tongue?
No.
Can you roll your R's?
Can you roll your R's?
No.
Can you?
You can't either.
I can't roll
either?
My R's.
Really?
I have to fake it if there's a.
Can you?
A roll.
But he's got to fix.
Can you swim?
No.
That is the one that blows my mind.
I don't know how it blows your mind. I've had three harrowing experiences, all trying to learn how to swim and or not die in the water, and all three times had to be resuscitated. So that seems like
resuscitated.
We'll do a challenge.
Yeah. Wait, like resuscitated.
Resuscitated.
All right, we'll do a challenge.
Yes, that's where the lifeguards had to do the CPR and then pound my back and spit water out of my body. The first time I was thrown into 12 feet of water when I was 5 years old by the swimming instructor who thought that the sink or swim mentality would work, I sank. So it did work. And then I came up coughing and sputtering and they had to give me CPR and then I ran home. I was done with that. The second time I was in third grade, my younger brother thought it'd be a fun idea to trip me while we're heading towards the pool. I fell in, took in a lung full of water and had to have CPR and got
how many
out.
Times have you had CPR?
Two times.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, if you learn a new skill, if you learn swimming, I'll learn something new. You just pick it. I'll give you time to figure it out. If you take swim lessons, learn how to swim, then you just tell me what
not
I need.
Not a chance, Miles. I love you just the way you are.
No, seriously. I'm not serious. You, whatever you want. Like you said, like, dude, I want you to speak Portuguese.
Not a chance.
And I'll dive right in. Like, whatever it is.
You know what I mean? I want you to
It could be the most worthless language on the planet. If you want me to learn it, whatever the deal is.
I want
if you.
Do,
if you do swimming lessons,
I want you
then
to,
I'll learn a new skill. How's
I
that?
I want you to live your best life the way you want to live it.
Right, but it'd be
and
funny
I will
for
live
you
my
to,
life the way I want to live it. That means being on dry land.
But I don't want you to die. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I won't be on the water or in the water. It's perfect. I've already figured this out.
Okay.
Live on land.
Yeah. Done. I would rather fall off a cliff while hiking than drown. I will take the 200-foot swan dive off of a cliff into a pile of Scrabble.
What did you do on Sunday?
Yeah.
I will learn karate.
Well, Greg's got a black belt, so he could teach you.
Does he?
Yes.
Gregor could kick all of our asses.
Gregor could kick all of our asses.
Are you sure
from
about
12
that?
Feet away.
I'm positive.
What if those? What if those three of us?
I think it's like
so. I'll get like Ted the Bum Rusher.
I think
right?
It's like
he
you
hits him
taking
low.
On 14 5-year olds.
So like
you're
runs,
still gonna lose.
Hits him low, picks his ass up, you know, slams
I'm
him down.
I'm gonna spear him.
Right, yeah. And then nice. I'm jumping on top, man. I'm going straight for the head.
How did this become a violent conversation?
Well, you said he's a black belt.
Well, I was just pointing out that Greg could teach you. He's a black belt.
So could he take one of the three of us out? Or
I think that with his skills. He would surprise all of you.
Well, he's
take,
tall.
He's one of you
First
out.
Of all, he's got a reach advantage.
True.
On the leg and on the arms.
True.
Okay. Black belt.
Black belt.
Okay.
If Ted bum rushes him, I'll come at him from behind.
Yeah. That's what
We're
I'm
We're taking
saying.
Gregor out. That's all.
Yeah.
We want to see how many of us it takes.
He just seems very, very, he seems, this, his demeanor does not seem that of someone who would ever want to be aggressive.
That's what
but
a black belt
is. Someone who
I understand
has the
that
ability
whole.
To be aggressive, and if put into a position where he has to use that aggression, he can execute.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to do it. All three of us are taking him.
So well, how do I
that seems like a really weird radio war between a friendly radio family here at KISW.
It's not that. It's just going to be a really weird Monday.
I know he's a space guy, so I can piss him off by saying, like, hey, man, just so you know. No one ever landed on the moon, bro. Just start it. You know,
oh,
start
yeah. I mean, that would do
Earth
it.
Is flat. Whatever
that,
you need.
That would
After
do
I
it.
Spear him and get him on the ground and throw kicks him, we're going to go, Mercury's in retrograde, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Clocking out. Black belt, huh?
Right?
He doesn't even
Pluto's
know it's
not a real planet.
I think he's accepted that like the rest of us have.
Thank you, BD. Yeah. Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
Bum Rush, a fellow radio jack.
And I love him. I'm an Arsenal man. He got me in F1.
No, we like the guy, but now that we know he's a black belt, we want to take him down.
They haven't been on all week. Wonder what's going on.
Hello, JJG. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Troy, texting earlier saying that I can do the cricket noise.
The cricket.
Oh, let's hear this cricket noise.
All right, hang on. Now we got our sound effect.
But that's not actually how they sound.
You don't think so?
Not the ones that used to be in my basement. I mean, it's close.
That's what crickets sound like. Do it again,
that's
man.
More grasshopper.
That's close.
That's actually closer than I remember.
You think?
See, that's kind of a grasshopper.
Well, he lives in Texas, I think, so he knows crickets.
You live in Texas?
Yes. My grandfather used to have a birdhouse in his backyard, and he would whistle to them, and then he taught me how to whistle, and then I just experimented with the whistle. So,
well, whistle to the birds in his backyard. Let's hear your bird whistle.
It's not that good. I might be pulling an alien to come down, so I'll skip on that.
Okay. What part of Texas do you live in?
San Antonio.
Okay.
JJG, can you barbecue?
Almost anything with exception of possum.
Well,
I mean, who can?
Right, we were just thinking the basic things. Like if we came over to your house for a barbecue, could you make a brisket?
That is something that I tried to, and I've ruined it. So I will leave it up to the experts for that.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
So how about beef ribs? Could you do beef ribs?
Yes.
Okay, can you do chili?
As long as it doesn't have beans in it, yes.
Right. Okay.
What are you doing Sunday?
That's Texas style. Can you make cornbread?
I've tried even experimenting with it, adding jalapenos and black peppers to it. So it's come out okay. I just got to experiment more.
Okay.
All right.
Last time I tried to make it in a cast iron pan, it stuck to the bottom.
Hang on.
Kind of pissed me off.
Did he say black peppers?
I'm in bell peppers.
Oh. Oh. I just, in my head, I'm like, I know, I like
Texas black peppers.
Right. Like, I like black pepper, but I'm like, I've never seen a black pepper.
I like the idea of the Texas black pepper.
Yep.
Tastes like Texas.
Hey, that could be your new nickname.
They call me the Texas black pepper. You from Texas? Nope. No.
Couple more. Sure not. Says, guys, I can rapidly name all 50 states in alphabetical order. An utterly useless ability I acquired from a song I had to sing in elementary school. For some reason, I never lost it. Do you know it?
Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Wow!
Nice.
Impressive.
I'm sure I missed one.
That is getting it done.